The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 4th, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Mune dasyastakasyaschanabhidvadinam nirupita balaka eva yoginam shushushane pravisi nid vivikshatam. So this is the previous life history of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is explaining about his previous life to Vyasdeva. What was the previous life? The son of a maidservant. Maidservant means Sudrani, not born of a Brahmin family, low class maidservant. So, from this position, Narad Muni became the greatest Muni. He is describing his own life. This is the most important point, that even first of all, he was a boy, 3, 4, or 5 years old boy, no knowledge. And second point is that he was not born in a very high-grade family, aristocratic family, rich family, no. Maidservant's son. He did not give any information of his father also. Dasya. Dasya means there is no certainty who is father. Dashi. Dashi putra. Formerly big man, especially Kshatriyas, just like when Vasudeva was married with Devaki. So, with Devaki, many hundreds maidservants are given with Vasudeva. That is the system, especially among the Kshatriyas. When a Kshatriya king is married, then along with the queen, many girlfriends of the queen, they are also taken away. This is also a nice solution of social problem. Yes. Because female population is always greater than the men. And therefore the royal order, they would accept all these girls as associates. And sometimes they would be pregnant and there will be son. They are called Dashi Putra. They are not neglected. They are equally taken care of. But they were not heir to the throne. Only the married wife's son, just like Vidura, Vidura's birth was like that. Vidura was not born of the queen, but maidservant. And Dhritarashtra, he took him as his brother. There was no discrimination, because one is born of the maidservant, no, equal treatment. Only the restriction was that he would not inherit the throne. That was the system. So here, of course, it appears Narad Muni was not of that kind of dasiputra, ordinary dasiputra, because the such dasi or the maidservant, they do not come out for common service. They remain within the palace. So the point is that Narad Muni in his previous life was not very recognized family, neither Brahmin nor nothing of the sort. Still, he became next life the Narad Muni. Now what is the cause? What the cause is Nirupita Balakeva Yoginam. I was appointed a boy servant of the devotees. The importance is that devotee is so important that if anyone renders a little service, then he becomes elevated to the spiritual life. What balaka? Balaka means there is a boy. You boy, bring me this or do this, just wash my cloth or just set up my bedding, like that, this much servant, or wash this dish. So the devotional service is so powerful. But doing this will be described later. Simply by doing this little service to the yoginam, you are so blessed that next life he became Narada. This point is very important point. That is being explained. Another point is that when one is situated, Narada, after this life, he became situated in a spiritual life. The spiritual life, therefore, he was able to go anywhere. Narada is traveling all over the universe, not only within this material world, in the spiritual world. He goes to see Narayana in the spiritual world. So, this is one point, that in spiritual life, one is free to move. There is no requisition of this aeroplane or even in this material world, those who are very highly elevated, that is called, they live there in the Siddha Loka. That is described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Siddha Loka. Of Siddha Loka, the inhabitants of the Siddha Loka, they don't require any plane. They can go, because Siddha means the inhabitants in that planet, they are all perfect in Astasiddhi Yoga. By yogic perfection, one can travel in the space. Just like Durvasa Muni, he traveled in the space. When there was chasing by the Sudarshan Chakra, he by yogic power, he fled from one place to another, he even entered the spiritual nature and saw Vishnu personally. Still he was condemned. The Sudarshan Chakra was after him, chasing. He tried to insult Ambarish Maharaj, Vaishnava. So he wanted to kill, not only insult, but he wanted to kill him. A demon was immediately produced by his hair. The yogis can do that. Anima, Lagima, Prapti, Siddhi, whatever they like, immediately brought one demon. But Vaishnava, Maharaj Ambarish, he was neither yogi nor he could display any yogic perfection, but he was protected by Krishna, by the Sudarshan Chakra. This is Vaishnavas. Just Vaishnavas do not require to practice any yogic power to become materially powerful. He doesn't require. Simply he surrendered to Krishna, makes him all power. This is the position of Vaishnava. Vaishnava, they do not care for all this yogic power. They depend on Krishna, And who can be? Krishna is the Yogeshwara or Master. Jatra Krishna, Jatra Hari Yogeshwara. So, if one takes shelter of the Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic power, why he should bother about this yogic power? A poor man may try to earn money by hard labor, but one who is a very, very rich man's son, why should he labor? The father's money is sufficient. Similarly, a devotee, a sincere devotee, he is under the protection of Krishna, and under the protection of Krishna means under the protection of all six kinds of opulences. Riches, then strength, then reputation, wisdom, renunciation, beauty, the six kinds of opulence. Krishna under Janglabdha Chaparang Labhang Mannati Nadhikang Tato. It is stated. Because if you get some or other Krishna's favor, then there is no question of any more profit. Sufficient profit. You have got everything. Simply be sincere to the service of Krishna, then you have got everything. There is no need of trying for this or that. Jasmin sthite guru napi dukhena na vichallati. If one is situated under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then guru napi dukhena na vichallati. If there is dangerous type of inconvenience, then he is not disturbed. He knows. Just like Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. There are many instances. His father, Hiranyakashipu, is giving him trouble, chastising. You are patient, not disturbed. So be sure that if you have actually taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no question of danger. Kaunti apratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. And Krishna confirms it. Kauntya, my dear Arjuna, you declare to the world that my devotee will be never vanquished by any enemy. That is Krishna's assurance. So why should we try to... Of course, if Krishna's order is there, that is another thing. That's like Arjuna. Arjuna was ordered by Krishna, you fight. When Krishna says you fight, you must fight. Not that Krishna says you fight and you say, no, I have taken your shelter, why shall I fight? No, that's not. That is disobedience. When Krishna says you fight, you must fight. What our life should be that whatever Krishna says, that is full surrender. Or his representative says, that is my life. Vishwanath Chakravarti has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavasatmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahushaka anantas buddhi abhyavashayana. So we should be fixed up on the order of Krishna coming through the spiritual master. Then our life is successful. This is the secret of success in spiritual life. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. This is assured. We have to please the spiritual master, and if he is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. The argument that we do not see Krishna personally, how we can satisfy? You satisfy your spiritual master, then Krishna is pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat, and if you want to please directly Krishna and show your spiritual master plantain, then nagati kutopi, it will be all useless. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. jasya aprasada navati kutopi. So this Narad Muni's history is very interesting, that he was not educated, a boy, not coming from cultured family, made servant's son. The only qualification was that nirupita balaka eva yogina. He was engaged as a boy servant to the yogis. So, how he got this opportunity? That is, sushushane. Sushushane means in service, prabhrisi during the renesis. Because saintly persons, mendicants, sannyasis, their business is to travel. When, of course, something is established, then a sannyasi can rest. Paramahamsa stays. When there are many disciples, quarters going on, then he can take rest. Otherwise, it is the business of the sannyasi to travel. So, these yogis or the sannyasis, they are traveling all over the world or the country or the province. The business is traveling. But during rainy season, because it is very difficult, formerly there was no aeroplane, and might be, but they were not traveling, they were walking. So, for this 4 months rainy season, they used to take shelter at a nice place in a pilgrimage and wait until the rainy season is finished. They would not go out. That is called chaturmas. This is the meaning of chaturmas. So, the Narad Muni got this opportunity. Now you can calculate, this is knowledge. Then he had the opportunity to serve these yogis for 4 months only. Not more than that. And he became Narad. Just understand how much powerful is service to the Vaishnava, devotees. And that is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirata hunanda purinda pukkasa abhira sumbha javanakasadaya jinnecha papa jad upasrayasraya suddhanti. Jad upasrayasraya means if anyone takes the shelter of the devotee, upasrayasraya, a devotee takes the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And if somebody else takes the shelter of the lotus feet of the devotee, suddhanti becomes purified. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. And who becomes purified? Kirata hunanda purinda pukkasa abhira sumbhaja. All the people who are less than the Shudras, they are called panchamas, fifth grade. First grade Brahmana, second grade Kshatriya, third grade Vaishya, fourth grade Shudra, and all others, fifth grade, they are called Chandalas. The Chandalas, the sweeper, the cobbler, low grade. Still, in India, these fifth grade persons only, they eat meat, pigs, and sometimes cows, fifth grade. Now it has become a practice, and he is a first grade man. You just see, what was the business of the fifth grade man, that has become the business of the so-called politicians. You see? So, if you are ruled by the fifth grade man, then how you can be happy? It is not possible. How there can be any social tranquility, that is not possible. But even the fifth grade man, he can be purified by Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, there is great need of this movement, because at the present moment, there is no first-class man, no first-grade man, no second-grade man, maybe third-grade, fourth-grade, fifth-grade, sixth-grade, like that. But they can be purified. That is the only process is this Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone can be purified. Māṁ hi pārtha vipāsvitya jīpīṣu pāpajūna. They are called pāpajūni, born in low-grade sinful family. Papajuni. Krishna says, Jepishu, Papajuni. Never mind, what kind of Papajuni? Māṁhi pātabhav, if he takes shelter of me, then the shelter can be taken because Krishna's representative is canvassing. So there is no scarcity. Simply one has to take shelter. That's all. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to create this canvasser. Go everywhere. Amar Agyai Guru Haiya Tarvai this. Go. He used to send Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and to canvas, please chant Hare Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna. Please surrender to Krishna. Also, there was a crowd on the street, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur saw, and they asked, what is this crowd? No, there are two brothers, Jagai and Madai, very troublesome, they're drunkards, woman hunters and meat eaters, and they create always trouble. So Nityananda Prabhu immediately decided, why not deliver this person first? Then my Lord's name will be glorified. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name will be glorified. This is the business of the disciple. How to glorify the spiritual master, parampara. I glorify my spiritual master, you glorify your spiritual master. If we simply do that, glorify, then Krishna is glorified. And that was the decision of Nityananda Prabhu. That why not deliver these fallen souls first? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is to deliver the fallen souls. And there's no scarcity of fallen souls in this age. Potita pavana hetu tavo avata. Mosama potita pabhu na paiva. Nartandas Thakur is placing himself to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, your incarnation is to reclaim all these fallen souls. But I am the lowest of the fallen souls, so my claim is first. Kindly deliver. Mosama potita prabhu na paiva. Your determination is to deliver the fallen. I am the first class fallen. Please accept. So, Kali Yuga, people are suffering, they are all fallen, all meat eaters, all drunkards, all fifth grade, sixth grade men. They are puffed up, but actually they are fifth, sixth grade, tenth grade men, not even gentlemen. Therefore my Guru Maharaj used to say that no gentleman can live here. The society is so polluted. There is opportunity of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the society is so fallen, therefore there is good opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is to reclaim these fallen souls. So you have got the opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya, please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he wanted the fallen souls to be delivered. Krishna also wants. Yadā-yadāhi gāni bhavati bhārata. Dharmasya gāni bhavati bhārata. Krishna comes. This is God's business is going on like that. He is very anxious to reclaim all these rascals who are rotting in this material world. Krishna is always anxious. He comes himself. He comes as devotee. He comes, sends his bona fide servant, bona fide son. So this is Krishna's concern, to reclaim all these fallen souls. Therefore, these are the opportunity. The yogini, the yogina, they are traveling all over the world. Only during the rainy season they are resting. Not that in other season eating, sleeping. No. Because in the rainy season to travel there is inconvenience. Therefore only 4 months. So during the 4 months, wherever they stay, simply being served by somebody else, like a boy servant, they become deluded. There is no question of preaching. Simply giving the opportunity to serve, the fallen souls become deluded. But you must be competent not to take service for nothing. Then you'll go to hell. If you are actually in spiritual position, then by giving others little opportunity to serve you, he will be delivered. No question of understanding the philosophy. The devotees must be so perfect. The system is therefore, as soon as one sees a devotee falls down and touches the feet, this is the system. Because by touching the feet, mahatpada rajobhishekam. If one is actually elevated to the spiritual life and takes the opportunity of touching his lotus feet, then he becomes devotee. This is the process. So here, how he became Narada Muni will be described, but here it is said, one thing is that when you are liberated, just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that tatta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti. You become an associate of Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu. Then you can remember your past lives. Remember your past life. Just like you can remember your dreams. I was dreaming like that. So this is all dream. Our this life at the present moment, because this body is false, so whatever we are acting, it is just like dream. Like in dream at night we also work. So this is gross dream and that is subtle dream. But real life is spiritual life. We foolish people, we are taking this life as permanent life, permanent settlement. It is not permanent settlement. Here is Narada Muni saying, aham pura otito bhave abhavam otito bhave. This nature, just like everything material, bhutta bhutta praliyate, it appears for some time, like bubbles in the ocean, few seconds, again finished. The whole cosmic manifestation in which we are, millions and millions of years, it is just like a bubble in the ocean. It is just like a bubble. Bhutta praliyate, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Narada Muni confirms that formerly in the millennium, that is Brahma's night. When Brahma's night comes, then everything becomes devastated in water. Sahasra yuga pajyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. First of all, sahasra yuga. One yuga means 4,300,000 of years. Multiply it by 1,000. That is the period of manifestation. Now what is the period? 43 lakhs. of years and multiply it by 1,000. How many years? 4.3 billions of years this thing will go on. And then again, this is Khanda Pralaya. Khanda Pralaya means when Brahma's day and night. But there is Mahapralaya. That will stay, you do not know how many millions of years. This is called millennium. So Narada Muni remembers this. Therefore he says, Aham Pura Otita Bhave. This is called Bhava. Bhava. Bhava means to come into existence and again finish. Just like this. Bhava Samsara. It is called Bhava Samsara. Bhava Samsara means I have got this body and it will be finished. Again I shall get another body, again it will be finished. So where is the science to understand these things? Who can explain? Where is the scientist? Pura, Utito, Bhave. Is there any scientist? Is there? So what is their knowledge? Very meager knowledge. 2 plus 2, that's all. And they are very much proud. Who can explain this? Pura, Utito, Bhave. They do not know Pura, they do not know Utito, Bhave. This foolish civilization is going. Save them by this Krishna consciousness. That is the best welfare activity. Thank you very much.